All right, here we go. Let's drive a car. I was not expecting to be in the office as long as I was, but that's how things went. There are a lot of people crossing streets in ways that are illegal, of a questionable legality right now, and I'm not a fan. Like working with the visionary that is Vinnie Caravella, you know? Like all artists, like all artists, it is a rewarding and challenging experience. Awesome. Some Peps. Some of the Red Hots. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think they're called. Great. Hilarious to me. Like, this band is so fucking hilarious to me now. I think this song is about California. Oh man, you're gonna drink Tab? Yeah, I haven't seen Tab for sale around here recently. just the other day, I was like, man, I should try to get a hold of a case at Tab and check it out, because I don't remember what it's all about. I should go look and see if I can find some of it. I imagine it's out there. I don't know. I remember Tab being all right last time I had it. It used to be back in, let's say the 80s, that there was no Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. It was Tab. Tab was the diet soda. It was like you got a Coke or you got a Tab. And then, you know, when they did Diet Coke and all that other stuff, kind of, you know, just deprecated. Like, Tab was no longer, useful. They didn't need it because they had the power of the Coke brand. So I drank a lot of orange soda. My mom was a Tab drinker.
Alternative mindset was more than fashion and clothing, and for some, it defined who they were.
Sirius XM's Lithium, our DNA is 90s alternative and grunge.
It's authentic, just maybe not for this station. Oh, maybe it is, I don't know. Dumb fucking song. Fucking up this. You are changing lanes the worst possible way, BMW. Terrible. Terrible. Love someone. That's all Kid Rock ever wanted. Just wanted to love someone. And in exchange, in return, be equally loved. Isn't that what we all want? Kid Rock's not so different than you or me. Dumb song, but I get it, you know, like it kind of rips, bro, like a little bit. You're like, all right, I don't know, I could stand to hear this song once every 18 months. Rock music.
What?
You're listening to my pop punk band. We're very rebellious, panic, and nope. Boys. Okay, fired. Where brother's money earning. Bob your head for baby boy and the ditty. Into the street in a real weird way.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Nope. No! What? Oh, okay, cool. Hey guys, the hits are on. I'm worried that them playing this song two nights in a row like this means that it's popular, and that I'm having trouble dealing with that. This. Ugh. It sounds like a fucking shampoo commercial. I don't know what's up with this song, but it might be okay. Let's go. going through this yellow light. Fuck it. All right. People that were in front of me in another lane were stopping for that light. That's how much I had to fucking hit the gas to do what I just did. Shit, it's 8:30. I'm still in fucking San Francisco. This is not how I envisioned today going. I wanted to go home and play Diablo. Now it'll be kind of late. Maybe not.
But February made me shiver. Oh. With every paper I deliver, bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
Bring back Rock Band. God damn it. God damn it, American Pie being the last DLC. I actually like this song. It just reminds me of the trip to PAX East, I guess last year. I guess that was a year ago. Right? They announced that American Pie was going to be the last song for Rock Band. This will be the day that I die. It'll be good to get back out to Boston. See everybody. See some games. Put on a panel. Touch Eric Pope on his face. If there are any hot comedy shows happening.
Helped
because last time I was in Boston, I went to Improv Boston and saw some shows. Last couple of times I was in Boston, maybe. It just seemed like they just have such like a great comedy scene. Like it just seems so cool. And it's just, I wish there was something like that here that was like that. I don't know. Maybe there is, and I'm just not finding it. But it just seemed like the sort of thing that you're just like, oh man, I want to do this. All these people just having so much fucking fun putting on shows and just doing cool shit. You're right, Improv Boston is technically in Cambridge. Close enough. First time I saw Bioshock Infinite, I went out to Boston, or to Quincy, I guess, if you want to be technical, to sit down with Ken Levine and check out the demo and, you know, have lunch, kind of just hang out there for a while. And then I had a little bit of time while I was there, and then it turned out that they were having a rock band night in town, you know, because the Harmonix is out there, and I totally crashed it. Like, it was super fun. Just like, none of those guys really knowing that I was in town, and showing up to that was a lot of fun. I guess it was last PAX East that I went into Boston a couple days early, or a day early or something, to hang out a little bit. That city's all right. If I had to live in a big city, or like close to a big city that was not this big city, Boston seems like it's kind of cool. I don't know. Chicago seems real cool, too. I guess at the end of it, you know, it's the people, you know? It's like, if you've got the right people around you, you can live anywhere. Make your own scene. Thank you. I just don't really like San Francisco all that much. I've just been around it too much and all that. I don't know. See, you know, there's like a lot of good music and stuff comes through there. You know, there's like, there's definitely a time when I was going out and seeing kind of just like local bands and stuff like that somewhat regularly too. And not necessarily like the touring bands that were playing big venues and stuff like that. It wasn't really just like, you know, hey, this cool, this super fucking cool band's playing a bar. Just go check them out. Or, you know, this DJ set at this place. Like, seems like there's cool stuff like that, but I don't know. San Francisco just, the people of San Francisco just seem profoundly over it, I guess. You know? There's just no sincerity left. That's not completely true, but I say that I'm definitely over San Francisco. But I have a pretty different experience from, you know, like if I lived there, that would be very different because I wouldn't have a car and it would just be like getting places would be a lot easier and stuff. So instead, it's like if I'm there and I have a car, it's like, well, I'm gonna drive, I'm gonna fucking find parking, and parking in this city is a fucking nightmare wherever you go. And like that aspect of it's just a, it becomes a hassle, like being out of San Francisco and then coming into San Francisco. You know, it's like I can still park at the office and just leave my car there. So, you know, it's kind of always an option if I was like, oh, I'm going to stay a couple days in the city, stay with somebody or, you know, something. You can do it that way.
It's not ideal.
And it's just so expensive there now. It's insane. I think if I was going to move closer to San Francisco, I'd probably move to, like, South City or somewhere south of San Francisco, Pacifica or something like that. Try that. That would be, because right now it's like all the people that lived in San Francisco that can no longer afford to live in San Francisco, they're all moving to the East Bay, Oakland, and stuff like that. That's fine. I don't know. If you live in Oakland, then you have that thing of like, oh, the last train is at midnight, so if I'm going to get home tonight, I have to either go right now or, you know, pay a lot of money for a taxi or Uber or something like that to get home. That was actually the big, that was a big worry. When we were doing that live show on Thursday, because Vinny had to get the last train out of town, which is like midnight. So there was that. So we agreed, like, okay, we're going to stop the show at 11 so that, you know, We'll end the show at 11, and then there'll be time to, you know, clean up and get all these people out of here, and then, you know, Vinny can still make the train, all that other stuff. And then it was like, you know, it was 10:55 when we were starting that last segment, and I just kind of had to go to Vinny and say, look, if you miss the train, I will pay for you to get home. That's on me. We'll figure it out. This will not go to midnight. I implore you. So we got that last segment in. So I think maybe that last segment was worth it. Worth the risk. I like to think so. Go to Philadelphia. Eat peanut chews all the time. Finally see what a Wawa is. Diamond Cove. Nielsen. Philly is a cesspool. Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that everyone in Philly is just angry all the time. Lane behind this car driving the speed limit. I want to get home. Eat a bowl of cereal. Hornswoggled and to listen to something that I... Jesus. The fuck? Rapping about anime? Yeah, just merge into me. It's cool. I mean, your car's a hybrid, so, you know, it doesn't have to adhere to any sort of physical rules of the road. Pretty sure Jay-Z was rapping about anime back there.
Cause if we go to your house and hold on, y'all have a nice time. But everybody always end up at mama house.
Yeah.
It goes down and it can't go.
That would be a great spin.
You know, it's like, don't bring no sweets robotics don't bring no mice.
No robots.
I don't know what's happening there.
I wanted to be on the cover of Rolling Stone, and that's what it meant for me. It wasn't the Beastie Boys, they sold more records, yes, but Run DMC turned the game into something different.
Run,
this is like that Kid Rock song. With the guitars and the rapping. Almost as good. What's on the phone? Yeah, what's on the phone? Yo, who on the phone?
You feel that damn? Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went to the studio. Champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. I'm
trying to decide how much I want to hear Jay-Z talk about cake over and over again.
My Saints chunk on, light a candle. El Gran
How many bitcoins do you think JC has?
Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock live familiar. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, "Hope it ain't many of us." I told him, "Less is more, niggas. Plenty of us."
Yeah, everything around me.
$500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake.
Alright.
Get them a red nose, they clown cakes.
Yep.
Should have never let you round cake.
Uh-huh.
Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake.
Could you say cake a few more times?
Now here's the icing on the cake. Cake.
Thank you.
Cake. I'm just getting started. Shit. Okay, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. They made millions, Big made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. We all made millions, Cam made millions. Millions will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trail. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Into my phone earlier, and it knew that it needed the accent on the E, and I was sort of impressed.
Like I should alert niggas when I'm about to drop something crazy and not say I'm the greatest of my generation. Like I should be dressing different. Like I should be less aggressive and pessimistic. Like I should be way more nervous and less dismissive. Like I should be on my best behavior and not talk my shit and do it major like the niggas who paid away for us. Like I didn't study the game that a letter and understand that I'm not doing it the same and I'm doing it better. Like I didn't make that clearer this year. Like I should feel, I don't know, guilty for saying that. They should put a couple more mirrors in here so I can stare at myself. These are usually just some thoughts that I would share with myself, but I thought, fuck it, it's worth it to share them with someone else other than Paris for once. I text her from time to time, she a mom now. I guess sometimes life forces us to calm down. I told her that she could live with me if she needed to. I got a compound, but I think she's straight. She supported since Hobbies right before Wayne came and got me out of the back room where I was rapping with jazz over beats that I shouldn't have in the hopes for the glory. He walked right past in the hallway 3 months later. I'm his artist. He probably wouldn't remember that story. But that should stick with me. Always couldn't believe when he called me. You never know it could happen to you. And I just spent 4 Ferraris all on a brand new Bugatti and did that shit cause it's something to do. I guess that's just who I became, dawg. Nothing was the same, dawg.
I was on the block chilling, homies. Bust the mission, came back in the quickness, hoping it wasn't no witness. And they came back shooting. My homies went back shooting. And nobody hitting, and no hitting, shit getting stupid. And my homies with the news, so they grabbed it too. And it's all started from a day of me just picking back being
I'm just picking back being bold. I'm just picking back being bold.
Sun come down, them guns come out, dick dick bow, 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 bow. I used to rhyme niggas, it's probably why they tryna rhyme my style. And call me as a motherfucking biatch. You got your homie in jail, you sneatch. All that cool telling
the yeah, you sneatch. What do you think about that, sneatch?
It's a must in the county, I ain't had no patience. My bitch wouldn't come and see me, I was in there masturbating. Smoking on the paperweight, in the boat barrier. Niggas on the block selling O's like Cheerios.
Hey, nigga, I got a hose on right now, like, right now. Like, what you trying to do right
I'm
now?
Just back, being bold, bold, bold. I'm just thinking back, being bold, bold, bold. I'm just thinking back, being bold, bold. I'm just thinking back, being bold, bold. I'm just thinking back,
lights off around this motherfucker too, you know, green right now, so everything. I don't know, the gloves, I left the motherfuckers in the car. They even carried the soccer music inside. I'm trying to get in and out this motherfucker. I'm trying to get in front of you. Man, fuck it. I got the bottom barrel, I'm in there.
Oh. Nigga, I got shite.
Hey, bro, got scraps.
I'm jewelry.
Hey, grab the backpack.
Man, put that shit in the
face. Hey, grab the backpack.
Rap skits.
I think somebody help me. I think I'm going to get it.
Come on, bring it out. Come on,
somebody get the dope, Hold on.
Come on, let's go, we got it. Slow down. Go.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
shit.
All right,
let's go. Don't pull off crazy.
Rap skits, all right.
All right, come on, you know where I am, nigga. Back my line, you love something.
Sure, all right.
And I was up yawning. Moms asked where I'm going. To the hood if you ain't knowing. Pops locked up so mama couldn't stop me. I was out the house ASAP Rocky. And it wasn't cause she couldn't control us. We was a baby, she just wanted to hold us. And we ain't getting disciplined. The friends started whispering about how she was a bad mama. Mama said fuck that. I was in the street starting. Nobody can tell me nothing. Grandpa, grandma, not my auntie or my favorite cousin. I was buzzing. Fucking all these hoes wearing no collars, no nothing. I used to ditch school when the homie had the Chevy. I used to sneak and smoke stress weed, but now I'm rolling on dubs. How you feel? Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo-woo. Now I'm rolling on dubs. How you feel? Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo-woo. All these hoes showing love. How you feel? Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo-woo. All these hoes showing love. How you feel? On the mission to the money, sundown till it's sunny.
know my family love me. Riding in the car with two niggas and a pistol. This ain't funny, I do it all for the money, hold up. Slowly as I pull up to the donut stand, I already know the plan. Hop out and get on your mans and take what he got. Go through pockets, wallets, and socks, and there go the knots. It's a sticker. Phone ring, it's my mama in the middle of some drama. So I don't pick up thinking I gotta get my shit up. I gotta pick my bitch up. It's hurry up, believe I feel the police nearest. So it left with $1,000 cash. It was me and my nigga. So you know I wear a hat. This shit get real when niggas get crazy. Pop, 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 pop. That's where they leave me. Fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs and new pairs. Cause a baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a lady. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on, and when it all falls down, man,
better slow down, baby. I'm out here wildin'.
Me too. I'm also out here wildin'.
Shit is crazy.
I know.
You need
so
to
crazy.
Slow down, baby. My whole team catch you low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. Shit on my chest, true colors like a Care Bear. All year, see me tan, hopping out the van. You wasn't there, now you trying to show face. Fuck around, be a cold case. Chrome skates on an old date. Remote control chase. Promote dope for the veins. Poke chicks, hoes and rose lay. East states off a gold plate. Stone listening to Coldplay. Shit. You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. Long night by the spinal, built like a rhino. Push the 635 to the finals. Pearl white like what you sniffing in your sinus. The finest vaginas demolished by my dick. 1 year from Queens to the top. Cream of the crop, serve a fiend out my sock. 5 minutes, then they lean like the drop. Now they spinning through the furnace like the scene from The Rock. High spinach like a doomsday prepper. Every Sunday in my Tuesday leather. Now my beard look like Uday and Kuse. Play the pool on a cool day. Shit.
You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. A lot of people with their hands out now. Got these motherfuckers mad cause I'm a standout now. You never let the hammer off, you got the soft hand. I heard you singing for the boss, man. Dog, I'm from a lost land. Spill coke on the heater. Drop a little sauce on the beater. 0 to 60 in a Porsche like a cheetah. New York, I'm like Jeter. Light Caesar, no hype pizza. Rock a nice sneaker. You get drugs for a good price, my price cheaper. Guaranteed. My trunk slapping like a tambourine. Body in these pussies with a camera team. You better slow down, baby. 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 You need to slow down, baby. My whole team catch them low down, baby. I'm a hero in my hometown, baby. Stop talking, just go down, baby. You need to slow down, baby.
You know what time it is, man. Ain't no love here.
I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
Take it back to fifth grade. Punch you in your face on picture day.
You need to slow down, baby.
Fifty Dominicans deep, no socks on.
I'm a hero in my hometown, baby.
Oh man, look who just fucking pulled up. It's me.
You know my name, grandma go change.
Fuck me, I'm
fake. I'm cocaine. You know my name, grandma go change.
Fuck me, I'm famous.
Hollywood wants to
fuck me, I'm famous.
All the girls wanna
fuck me, I'm famous.
Your mom wants to
fuck me, I'm famous. Fuck me, I'm famous.
Hey baby, recognize me? That skinny white boy from MTV. It's Scary Movie 3. I'm rapping now. They call me Dirt Nasty. And I'm almost famous. Signing autographs with my balls in your hands.
I mean, if you gotta sign them. Okay. Okay, I'm, home. That's great. It's great. Gonna eat something real quick. Then, yeah. I bought new dryer sheets. That's what it is. I'm like, what? A laundry alcove here smells different. It's just because they're sitting in there, I guess. All right. I'll see you guys later. Bye.